Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klaus Samagimla. We're learning Simon Dalit. So the person sees a rainbow. Haroi Keshis. So Omer Baruchato Hashem Alakena Melech Olam Zocher Abris Minan Bineaman Birisoy Mekayam Bimaamoroi. The person sees a Keshis. So the Keshis was given as a Ois Bris to the world. Given to Noah, the Russian will no longer flood the world. So, when the Russian puts the keshes, we see the Russian is maintaining his bris. Now, the language of the Shulchan Aruch actually says a roi keshes be'onon. So, it's the keshes specifically referring to keshes which comes after a rain in the clouds. A person goes to a waterfall. That's a person goes to Niagara. Because of the amount of mist which is thrown into the air, many times a rainbow is visible. That rainbow does not get a bracha. Person sprays spray into the air, and there's a rainbow that does not get a bracha. Specifically referring to a rainbow which is found after a rain, person will make that bracha. This bracha is said, and it's not limited to that once in every 30 days. Each time that there is a rain, and if the storm has ended, and the clouds have parted, and then the clouds, and a new storm starts, and again the rainbow is seen, the bracha would be said. The Bir Halacha brings a question that maybe that when you say keshes, the keshes is a bow and arrow. The bow is referred to as a keshes. So a keshes really is the full arc of the rainbow of the bow. It has to be a full arc. So a person only sees, there's only a partial rainbow. Does one make a bracha or not? You know, a scenario where there's a full rainbow, you know, the full half arc of the rainbow, but it's blocked by buildings, that's not a question. Cases where you look at the clouds and you see like a half of a rainbow. So the Bir Halacha is masupik in that case, whether one makes the bracha, and therefore, because of suffering brachas to hakel, a person should not make the bracha. A person is not supposed to stare at the rainbow. A person should see it, make a bracha, and then really not look at it anymore. The rainbow, in the Zohar, the rainbow, the Torah is described, the Psukim, based on the Psukim in Yechezkel, the rainbow is part of the Mari Keshe, the Mari Kvod Hashem. So it's not something which a person is supposed to stare at. It's a person that can look at it, but shouldn't be staring at it. Then he brings in the parentheses, Umetzosi b'sefer echad, Shmoinela mimani, I saw in a sefer, I do not recall the name. Shein lahagid l'chaber sheyesh keshes mitam motidipa. That a person shouldn't, if a person sees a keshes, he should not share with others that he saw it, even though he's doing that in order to facilitate, they should make a bracha. A person should not share that. By saying that there's a keshes, what we're indicating is that the generation is really chayiv destruction, but the Rosh Hashanah is withholding his destruction because of the promise of the keshes, of the bris that he made with Noach. But that's a statement of a negative statement about the generation. So there's an element of Motzi. Chazal said that saying over negative statements is a foolish thing to do. Motzi diba huksil. The example of in the Gemara is telling somebody that there was a patira. Now, nowadays, we're not makban on that. We do share that in order to invite people to the Levaya. So there's big placards put up and there's announcements made, etc. So has the halacha changed? That's an interesting question. In regards to the keshes, Mishabur quotes this halacha. He brings the chayadim as the source. So it means it's not mentioned in any earlier sources. The chayadim, who's quoting it from this unknown sefer, brings us a source. A person should not share the fact that of the presence of the keshes unnecessarily. That also means, even after the keshes has gone, a person comes home and tells, well, you know, I saw keshes today. it's not raining anymore, the keshes is no longer there. But the fact that he saw the keshes is indicative of the fact that the generation was chayiv. So even after the keshes is gone, there's still an element of mutzidiba. So it's something which shouldn't be a topic of conversation, according to this chayotim. Many people are not machben on it. Not sure exactly why it hasn't passed into normative halacha, especially, but similar to the idea that people pass on the message of patira nowadays. Well, that is explicit in the Gemara that a person should refrain from doing that. If a person would want to be machben on this halacha, and somebody asks them, is there a keshes outside? He could say, I didn't say there isn't one. So he started being mimranam as in hinting that there is one without saying it directly. Have a good day.